Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Right, Punk Rock Nation, thanks for tuning in. I've got Mike Shepherd with me here today. First up from Melbourne, Australia, the Sassy, the Trashy, Amel, and the Sniffers here on the Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back.
Okay, Jimmy.
CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And I've got a co-host today, Mr. Mike Shepherd. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Todd. Thanks for having me back. It's good to be back. First time since before COVID, I guess.
Yeah, when was the last time you were on? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not sure. I think we had a show with a lot of the fall, a few fall songs and some others, but it's definitely 6 months or a few months before COVID.
I'm sure it was a real cracker.
Yes.
Anyway, in that indeed. Opening set, we'll get into that. We started off with Amel and the Sniffers, Westgate from Big Attraction 2017. And then we had some brand new stuff out of Montreal, La Sécurité. How do you say that, Mike? Are you a francophone?
I think it's La Sécurité.
That sounds better than my feeble attempt.
There's a couple accents in there.
Yeah, a brand new track from them, and the song was called Anyway from their album Stay Safe.
Very good.
Then we got into some local stuff, Dish Rags, I Don't Love You from Three,
compilation?
There you go, a compilation from 2014, and then we ended off with Susie and the Banshees, City and Dust from Tinderbox 1986. Apparently, Susie Sue sets off a European tour this July, so that's something to look forward to if you're over there in Europe. Also, I wanted to mention some sad news out of New York last week. On May 19th, 2023, the Smiths bassist Andy Rourke passed away.
Yeah, indeed, it's sad news, Todd. It's one of my favorites from the day. Some fantastic music. I know Andy was a full part of that, regardless of what Morrissey says. But when you're reading through the rule bits, there's some fantastic information about Andy, and such a nice guy and such an integral part of a great band.
Absolutely, and I've talked about it before, but you know, back in the mid-80s, I was doing a show up here when the station was called CJIV, and there was no bigger band than the Smiths at that time. I mean, they were killer. They were all over the place. And the other thing that I've talked about before, you and I actually met at the Johnny Marr concert in 2018. Where was that? At the Vogue, correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, for sure. We enjoyed that together. Fantastic. Played, I think, four or five Smith songs, and we had a great time. And he was excellent. He was great. Seems like a nice guy. It's sometimes you run into performers that aren't so nice, and it sort of turns you off someone that you've really liked for decades now. So yeah, we had a great time with great songs and great performance by Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Marr, definitely a guy you'd probably like to have a beer with, probably an English brew. Mm-hmm. But anyway, sadly, Andy Rourke passed away, as I said, and he was 59.
Myself. Flying bullet for you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Wow, that was great stuff. We had the Smiths there, a triple shot of the Smiths featuring the late, great, and the very melodic bass player, Andy Rourke. We had Unhappy Birthday to start things off from Strange Ways. Here We Come, 1987. From 1986, we had There Is a Light That Never Goes Out from The Queen Is Dead. And we ended up with What Difference Does It Make from their debut, 1984. Mike Shepherd is here today, co-hosting. Mike, you had another quote, some information about the late, great Andy Rourke.
I do, yeah. I brought something in here. I just wanted to say before I get to it, I'm wondering if There Is Light That Never Goes Out will be played at funerals, or if it has been recently for people that like this band and like this type of music, because it, you know.
I mean, if you check on YouTube, it seems probable.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good. I haven't looked, but I would assume that they could play that at mine, that's for sure. So I subscribe to Nick Cave's Q&A, weekly Q&A emails that go out, and so fans sent in a question, and Nick does the answer. I call him Uncle Nick now, because I look for guidance from him sometimes. So this last week, this came in from someone from Houston. I just heard that Andy Rourke, the bassist of the Smiths, has died. I'm not sure why I'm mentioning this to you. This is to Nick Cave. It just makes me sad. I don't really have anyone else to mention it to. I love the Smiths. I found it profoundly amazing how many lives music can touch, how many experiences and memories are created through it. I'm not sure I'm putting that into words right. It makes me think, did he know that years after his band's prime, people like me would still be listening? Anyway, it goes on a little bit, and sort of at the end it says, rounds up with, I suppose I'm partially sending this to you as a way to thank you for your music as well, and I wish I could thank everyone else. I wish I'd, you know, merely just enjoy it, but that's not the right word. So something more like affected me profoundly throughout pivotal periods of my life might be more accurate. I hope you understand. This is someone named A from Houston, and so Nick responds with, dear A, I know I said I'd be off the grid for a couple weeks, but he's in the studio. He started writing new material with the Bad Seeds, but I was very moved by your beautifully articulated response to the sad passing. I think we can all benefit from reading your letter to understand that the business of making music is no trivial matter, and that what is created indeed reaches out long past all of us. God bless Andy Rourke, God bless the Smiths, and God bless you all. That's from Uncle Nick.
Well said, Nick. Yep. Cave. Yep. Andy Rourke, rest in peace.
Waiting for a guy to as it crashes.